We were talking earlier about that row within the coalition government over a tax on land zoned for housing but not being used to build houses, planned for years to encourage more house building, deferred and about to be deferred again, according to the Finance Minister, Jack Chambers, this week. He says to prevent farmers paying the tax, but the Green Party say they would never accept that. Fianna Fáil TD and Minister of State with responsibility for sport and physical education, Thomas Byrne, is with us. Thomas Byrne, good morning. We'll talk about the state's first ever national swimming strategy, which you're launching later today shortly. But just to be clear, Jack Chambers, the Minister for Finance, as we heard from on Tuesday, he's definitely going to defer this tax again this year, yes?
Yeah, I don't think anybody disagrees with the concept that a farmer who doesn't want houses on their land, who's not interested in zoning their land, should have to pay a tax on that land which they're working on as farmland. Or in some cases that I'm familiar with, they're literally their farm yard. That's not something that anybody wants. And I think Jack Chambers has made his announcement, I think, like on all of these issues. And there, quite frankly, over the last few years, there hasn't been too many issues of dispute within the coalition. By and large, the parties have worked very well together. I have no doubt that this will be resolved. But I think the bottom line is that everybody is in agreement with Minister Chambers that a farmer who is farming land, who is not interested in putting houses on their land or maximising the value of the land, shouldn't have to pay a tax on it.
So has this,
for people who are,
has this deferral been agreed at Cabinet, Thomas Byrne?
I think there's political agreement there that no farmer who is farming their land should have to pay this tax. Yes. I don't think anybody
but
would disagree with
that. Deferring
the
tax
concept
for another year, has that been agreed at Cabinet?
The decision Minister Chambers has made his announcement, and I think that's what's going to happen. Nobody wants to see farmers paying taxes.
Yes,
where
and you've made that
just
point.
Farming the land.
Patrick Costello, Green Party TD for Dublin South, said it doesn't seem like Fianna Fáil are that serious about tackling land hoarding and providing desperately needed housing. Green Party TD Nasa Hourigan on this programme said that given the housing crisis, it's like hiding food in the famine. Minister of State Green TD for Dunleary, Oisín Smith, said that Ireland has unused land banks which could be used to build 220,000 homes, adding, if we don't go ahead with this as an introduced tax, we're holding back 220,000 families. He also said, this deferral won't be accepted. I would never accept that. That's not going to happen. Are you just going to ignore your coalition partners?
No, I'm not going to ignore our coalition partners, and I absolutely reject any criticism from green backbenchers about Fianna Fáil and government on housing. I mean, the reality is there has been a turning point in relation to the provision of housing, and it's around 2020, and that's when Fianna Fáil came into government. We made it our absolute priority with Minister Dara Brian and the Department of Housing. This is a difficult challenge that the previous government simply wasn't able to deal with. We said, this is what we want to do. We've come in, and that turning point has happened. And there is way more housing now being provided than there was under the last administration. That's directly as a result of the housing for all policy that Dara O'Brien and the government together, and three parties working together, have brought forward. And as I said, those parties, those three parties, we work really well together. There are occasional issues.
Including this one, which the Green Party say that they're not going to accept. John Downing was telling us earlier that he interpreted the Taoiseach's comments that there would be a government decision as an accusation that Jack Chambers was engaging in a solo run. What do you think?
No, I don't accept that at all, because what I heard Simon Harris saying was in agreement with what we have said, that no farmer who's actually farming the land, who's not interested in hoarding the land simply to get a better value, should have to pay the tax. And
yes,
nobody disagrees with that.
He said it would be a government decision, not a Jack Chambers decision, a government decision.
Well, Jack Chambers is the Minister for Finance, and I think in any government, the Minister for Finance is going to be making decisions in the best interest of the country. So there's no doubt that Fine Gael agrees with this decision. I think the Taoiseach has stated that's his position, the farmers should not pay the tax.
Yes, just on the on the farmers issue, Thomas Byrne, because that was the original reason for the deferral and now it's being deferred again. Sinn Féin's Piers Doherty said, this isn't complicated. Bring in the tax in the budget as promised and put an amendment into the finance bill exempting active farmers.
This will be all done in the context of the finance bill upcoming. And I think you get when you listen to what Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, and actually the Greens, if you get down to the bottom of it, and the opposition, everybody's agreement on the fundamental in agreement on the fundamental principle here. And I've enunciated that quite a number of times. We're in August. People are going to have disagreements, but I think you'll see overall in this coalition, we've worked really, really well together. And issues that there have been from time to time, of course there will be issues between three different parties in government, but I think we are focused, and certainly in Fianna Fáil, we are focused and shown we have been focused on the provision of housing in the last number of years. It's been our number one priority and the results are there, and we want to see more of those results, and that's what we'll be putting forward in terms of the next general election.
A gold medal, two bronze medals, the second most popular sport in the country by participation, a big backlog in teaching children to swim and a lack of swimming pools, and you're announcing an extra €500,000 for swimming. What would that get?
No, sorry, Gavin. And you know that's not what I'm announcing. It's absolutely not what I'm announcing. What I'm announcing today is a new national swimming strategy, which has been worked on for the last number of years by three parties in government, by the way, and various stakeholders in swimming. And I think to simply reduce it down to one important part of the announcement, I think is very wrong. This is a comprehensive strategy, which, and I've acknowledged the gaps and the deficits in swimming provision, that will look at this and make sure that we fill those gaps and make sure that we have proper provision for swimming. And we deal with all the other issues around swimming. And in relation to the 500,000 that we're announcing today, that's simply to put in place activators, a bit like the GAA's Games Promotion Officers around the country, to activate people into swimming and to work with local authorities to maximise the facilities that we have now. In relation to the provision of facilities and swimming pools, we've worked on the Large Scale Sports Infrastructure Fund. There are a number of grants there that have been awarded to swimming pools. There's a local authority swimming pool programme, the last swimming pools of which are finally kind of underway in Lucan is under construction, Eden Derry. There's design work going on at the moment. We have a large scale sports infrastructure fund currently being considered at the moment, and a number of swimming pools projects have applied for funding under that. We'll be announcing record sports funding in the autumn for all sports, including swimming. And that would only be possible, actually, Gavin, with a really strong working relationship between myself and Minister Catherine Martin and Minister Pascal Donoghue to give record funding to sports facilities in the autumn. And that's an example of the coalition working really, okay, really well together.
Let's just take a point of comparison. Swim Ireland had core funding of, what was it, £1.175 million for 2024. And yet in last year's budget, horse racing received €76 million and the greyhound industry €19 million. €19 million for greyhounds and €1.175 million for the second most popular sport in the country. Why the big divergence?
There is zero funding coming from my department.
No, this is still government money. It's coming from the Department of Agriculture. Why the big divergence?
It's not coming from the Department
of Sport. It's still government money, Minister.
The Department of Agriculture funds greyhound racing.
Yes,
and horse
why the big divergence then?
Well, I wouldn't accept that, because I think what we've seen now, and as a result of those negotiations I've talked about with Minister Pascal Donoghue and with my colleague Catherine Martin, we've negotiated the biggest ever fund for sports facilities. So we're looking at over £250 million for local sports projects will be announced in September. Over £120 million will be announced for large-scale projects, major projects around the country. Plus, we've given the go-ahead for a tender process to start, in other words, construction to effectively go ahead of a national velodrome and badminton centre. And we've announced a national cricket centre of excellence as well. And I think the investment in sport, and we'll see the announcements now in the coming weeks, is absolutely unprecedented.
Yes, but you could get more money if you took some of that betting money from horses and greyhounds and spent it on sport instead.
Well, that's a decision that the government can take collectively.
You're part of that government. What do you think?
What we're putting into sport, what I've negotiated with my colleagues for sport, is absolutely unprecedented. And you're going to see the results of that in terms of new facilities. And already, okay, Minister Jack Chambers, before me, launched the biggest sports capital programme ever. And right around the country, under that programme, sports facilities are being put in place. And we will be almost double that in terms of the funding that we will give next month. And that will result in even more facilities. And that's a real good example, okay, of the government working together to make sure that we have the facilities that the people need in this country, not just a Paris legacy, that's really important. But this and the swimming strategy have been worked on for the last number of years and worked on really collaboratively within the government.
Thomas Byrne, Minister of State with responsibility for sport and physical education. Thank you for speaking with us this morning.